Saxophonist Roxy Koss learned about music in the esteemed jazz education programs at Washington Middle School and Garfield High School in Seattle. But she saw that young women were in the minority. She set out to make a difference, as she explained in this KNKX studio session interview recorded in 2019. Roxy Koss was raised in a cultured family. Her artist mother taught young Roxy that a career in the arts was possible.
I remember there being a book, like, on the counter for a very long time in high school that said, "Do what you love, the money will follow." You're thinking about what do you want to spend your time doing rather than how am I going to feel safe, right? And making decisions based on passion rather than fear.
From there, Roxy Koss was part of the early generations to learn jazz from the middle school and high school instructors who've made the Pacific Northwest one of the top regions in the nation for jazz education.
I feel very grateful looking back. It seemed normal, but I see how rare that is now that I travel around the country. And both teachers, Robert Natt and Clarence Acox, were very, very instrumental in creating dozens of professional jazz musicians who are now in New York thriving. So I'm grateful to be a part of that generation of musicians. And essentially Ellington, I think the timing of it becoming very popular was good for me. I went three times, so that was my introduction to New York City and when I really figured out I wanted to move there and pursue jazz as a profession. So I wouldn't have been able to do that without going to Garfield and working with those amazing teachers.
In spite of these educational opportunities, Roxy Koss couldn't help but notice that she was one of the few female musicians in her band. Even today, Koss explained that there's still work to do to increase gender equity in the music industry.
I will say that Seattle is a pretty progressive town, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for, both Robert Natt and Clarence Acox, and as well as many of my private teachers, Mark Taylor and Jill Drummond and Dan Greenblatt. The list goes on, but they were very supportive and giving me the tools I needed to succeed, regardless of my gender, and have sort of someone to look up to and follow in those footsteps.
Roxy Koss saw the problem with inequality in jazz, and she decided to do something about it. In 2017, Koss co-founded the Women in Jazz organization.
I worked very closely with the leadership team, Aubrey Johnson and Tahira Clayton. We started out meeting every month and quickly sort of solidified the mission statement, which is that we want to help level the playing field so that women and non-binary people have an equal opportunity to participate and contribute to jazz, therefore creating a more rich, diverse, successful art form. We have been sometimes exponentially doing things and sometimes slow and steady, but it's been an amazing couple years of actually watching myself become closer to women in jazz and the network growing where more women are calling each other to play together. And I think that that's where it started from, was like, let's address ourselves and this community that we're often isolated and pitted against each other. So coming together first before we can really change the overall scene, you have to love yourself first, right?
So I asked Roxy Koss where the problem starts for girls who want to learn to play music. And she explained that lower expectations play a big role.
There are young girls always in schools, but what happens is as they get older, they quit. And so a few of them have said personally to me, like, just seeing you play, it's an option now in my mind. And I didn't have that when I was that age. I didn't know. There were a few women in jazz who were really a name, but I didn't know about them yet. I found out later. So just having more role models out there is important, and being more visible and saying, yes, women in jazz exist. This is an option for you if you choose to pursue it.
Saxophonist, composer, and band leader Roxy Koss is now based in New York, but returns home to the Pacific Northwest often. An example to women and all hopeful jazz musicians around Puget Sound and far beyond. For KNKX and Jazz 24, I'm Abe Beeson. Connect to knkx.org/studio sessions to hear the complete interview and all the music from the Roxy Koss Quintet, which you'll also find on our YouTube channel.